Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. From Here to Eternity, Traveling the World to Find the Good Death by Caitlin Doughty is a wide-ranging exploration of how different cultures confront mortality through ritual, community, and practical care for the dead. Known for making death education accessible, Doughty travels across countries and communities to observe funerary traditions and the beliefs that animate them, from highly structured religious rites to intimate family-led practices. The book blends travelogue, reportage, and cultural history to challenge the modern tendency to outsource death to institutions and to treat the dead body as a problem to be hidden. Rather than offering a single prescription, it presents multiple models of what a good death might look like, depending on values like dignity, continuity with ancestors, ecological responsibility, and honest grief. Throughout, Doughty invites readers to examine their own assumptions, become more literate about end-of-life choices, and imagine ceremonies that serve the living without denying the reality of death. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining a good death across cultures. A central theme is that a good death is not a universal script, but a culturally shaped ideal. Doughty uses global examples to show how societies define dignity, suffering, responsibility, and meaning at the end of life. In some places, the good death is tied to spiritual preparation and correct ritual performance, ensuring safe passage for the deceased and ongoing harmony for the family. In others, it is rooted in proximity and participation, where relatives care for the body and keep the dead integrated into daily life for a time. By contrasting these approaches with contemporary Western norms of medicalized dying and professionalized funeral services, the book highlights how ideas of cleanliness, fear, and liability can narrow what people think is possible. The discussion encourages readers to separate personal values from inherited anxieties and to ask practical questions about what they would want. Where would they prefer to die? Who would be present? What trade-offs exist between comfort and awareness? And what rituals would help their community grieve? The takeaway is not to copy another culture, but to broaden the menu of acceptable choices and reclaim agency in end-of-life planning. Secondly, ritual as a technology for grief and continuity, the book treats funerary ritual as more than symbolism. It is a social technology that helps communities metabolize loss, reaffirm bonds, and create a shared story about what happened. Doughty examines how structured ceremonies, chants, offerings, and scheduled periods of mourning can give grief a container, preventing isolation and offering a role to everyone, not just immediate family. Some traditions emphasize ongoing relationships with ancestors, making remembrance an active practice rather than a one-day event. Others focus on public witnessing, where a community acknowledges the death and supports the bereaved through presence and labor. In contrast, when death is hidden and grief is expected to be private or quickly resolved, mourners can feel abnormal, stuck, or alone. The book suggests that people can benefit from intentionally designing rituals that fit their worldview, including secular practices that still provide rhythm, meaning, and communal support. It also underscores the importance of the body and the funeral as an embodied experience, not merely administrative tasks. Even simple acts like washing, dressing, sitting vigil, sharing food, or telling stories can anchor mourning in tangible, human action. Thirdly, the dead body, care work, and the problem of avoidance. Another major topic is what happens when societies avoid direct contact with death, especially with the physical reality of the dead body. Doughty describes how professional systems can be helpful and necessary, yet can also foster distance, confusion, and fear. When families rarely see or touch a deceased loved one, the body becomes mysterious, and the entire process feels like something that must be managed by experts behind closed doors. The book highlights traditions in which family care is normal, including washing and preparing the body, hosting the dead at home, or participating closely in disposition. These practices can reduce terror by replacing imagined horrors with real knowledge, and they can support grief by making the transition undeniable and therefore easier to integrate. The discussion also points to the hidden labor of death care workers and the way modern economies can turn death into a product rather than a communal responsibility. Without claiming that everyone must participate physically, the book invites readers to consider what level of involvement would feel meaningful and healing. It also encourages practical literacy, knowing legal options, understanding what happens to a body, and asking clearer questions so decisions are not made under pressure or ignorance. Fourthly, tradition, modernity, and ethical tensions in death practices. As Doughty travels, she shows that death customs are not frozen in time. They evolve under pressures from urbanization, tourism, environmental constraints, public health policy, and changing religious belief. This creates ethical tensions. Who gets to decide which practices are acceptable, what counts as respectful, and how to balance safety with cultural autonomy? Some communities work to preserve rituals that authorities or outsiders misunderstand, while others adapt to scarcity of land, rising costs, or shifting family structures. The book also raises questions about cultural consumption when visitors treat funerals or sacred sites as spectacles. Doughty approaches these issues by emphasizing context and by showing the internal debates within communities themselves. This topic can prompt readers to think critically about their own society's assumptions, such as equating modern with better, or assuming that professionalization always means higher dignity. It also highlights the role of law and institutions in shaping what families can do, from paperwork to transport to burial and cremation regulations. The broader message is that ethical death care requires transparency, consent, and humility, along with a willingness to examine how power, economics, and colonial histories can influence what is labeled normal or civilized. Lastly, choices for the living, planning, ecology, and personal meaning. The final major topic is how knowledge of global death practices can empower living people to make clearer choices about end of life, disposition, and memorialization. Doughty connects cultural storytelling to practical decision making, encouraging readers to treat death planning as an act of care rather than pessimism. This includes considering ecological impacts, since the book often touches on how different methods handle land use, energy consumption, and material waste. Readers are prompted to compare common options like burial and cremation with alternatives that may emphasize simplicity, natural processes, or reduced resource use, depending on what is legal and accessible where they live. Equally important is personal meaning. A good plan reflects values, relationships, and the kind of legacy someone wants to leave in their community. The book suggests that families benefit when wishes are discussed early, lowering conflict and preventing rushed purchases made during shock. It also frames planning as a way to protect mourners by making space for ritual and grief rather than forcing them into purely transactional decisions. By presenting multiple models, the book helps readers move from vague preference to concrete, compassionate choices. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are curious about death but tired of sterile, purely clinical discussions, including anyone planning end-of-life arrangements, supporting aging parents, working in healthcare or hospice, or simply wanting a healthier relationship with mortality. It can benefit a reader's life by reducing fear through knowledge, normalizing grief as a communal human process, and offering practical clarity about what can be chosen and what can be redesigned. By seeing how other societies integrate the dead into family and community, many readers will feel permission to talk more openly, to ask better questions of institutions, and to create rituals that match their beliefs rather than defaulting to whatever is marketed or customary. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on memoir, history, or funeral industry critique, From Here to Eternity stands out for its global scope and its emphasis on cultural variety without insisting on a single correct solution. Doughty's approach blends empathy, skepticism, and actionable curiosity, making the subject approachable while still intellectually substantial. If you want a book that expands your imagination about what dignified death care can look like and nudges you toward practical preparation, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Caitlin Doughty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.